So go ahead and find your meditation posture. You're sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Now start settling in. And now take a deep, deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. And now once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And exhale. And once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And exhale. Okay. Now, float back to childhood. Imagine that you're between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. In a perfect place to grow up, a place that's perfectly suited to your needs, totally safe. Go ahead and imagine that for a moment. So there you are in your safe place. All is well. And now imagine perfect nurturers. Again, these are parent-like figures that are perfectly suited to you. And then don't base them on your actual parents. So they approach you. Then as they're approaching you, there's something very clear about them. There's this sweet and totally trustworthy interest in you. And then now you can feel a response inside your body and inside your mind to that. Seeing that they're sweetly interested in you in this trustworthy way really helps you settle. So now feel that settling in the body. Really feel that. And then they come over to you more closely. And they just take an interest in you. Like, oh, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? How are you? They lean in, tilt the head. Just very, very sweet. Very gentle. And again, you can really see that they're happy to be with you. There's this quality of sweetness and trustworthiness. And this interest in you and this interest in your mental states, that's a deeply soothing effect on your whole body and mind. And now feel that inside the body now. Really feel that. Feel how you settle from the deepest part of yourself. And now also notice how you are totally safe and secure in the relationship with them. And now, what does that feel like in the body to be totally safe and secure, totally protected? That has an impact on how you hold your shoulders. Your shoulders drop. Your muscle tone softens. The fascia in the body expand and release. And your neck also softens. That's right. Okay, and now once again, just see how they're taking an interest in you. So sweet, so interested. And now they also physically comfort you, give you physical affection, but in a way that's suited to you. And maybe you don't want any physical affection, and that's okay. If you don't, they see that and they accommodate that, and it's never a problem. They totally get you. They totally understand you. But so if you want physical affection, go ahead and have them give you physical affection. Maybe they hold you, they rock you. Maybe they hold your hand. Really take that in. Notice what it's like to be soothed in this way. That's right. Really feel into that. And now notice how this attentiveness, this attunement, the physical affection really affects your whole body and mind. Notice that now. That's right. Really feel that. So settling, so calming to the system. Okay, good. So now here in a moment, we're going to work on receiving compassion, soothing, and comforting from them. Okay. So now, bring up some source of suffering. Maybe something that's bothered you for a long time. So bring that up now. That's right. And now let yourself actually get upset about it. Like actually allow yourself to get emotionally dysregulated. Okay. And now the perfect nurturers see that you're upset. They kind of lean in, tilt the head. They say, oh, you're upset. And now they say, how can we help? And the way that they say that is like so clear that it's sincere. They say that with the entirety of their being. They just want to know, how can we help? And now, give voice to whatever is upsetting to you. If you're in a room alone, it's actually helpful to say this out loud. So just give voice and explain whatever it is that you're upset about. And then if you don't want to say it out loud, you can say it silently. And now as you're saying this, see that the perfect nurturers are tracking every word you say, attuning to you. Okay, so keep going. Keep giving voice. That's right. Keep going. Now, really see how they get it. See how they understand your suffering. And now also have them physically soothe you in just the right way. Keep going with that scene. They really get it. That's right. Keep going. And again, really give voice to the thing that is most unfinished around this suffering. What is it that you're concerned about? What is it that troubled you? They really want to know. That's right. And now they respond. They respond in just the right way. They tell you just the thing that you need to hear. And as they say this, they're attuning to you and they're physically soothing you. They fully acknowledge the suffering. They don't dismiss it at all. And now one more time, give voice to what still feels unsettled about this, unfinished. That's right. Keep going. That's right. And now, one more time, they tell you just the thing that you need to hear. And they say it in a way that's totally attuned to your needs. And they're also physically comforting you in just the right way. So go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. Really feeling into that. That's right. Okay, and now, given all of the soothing and comforting, you're really starting to feel a little bit better. So kind of start coming out of your emotional dysregulation, start feeling better. And now the perfect nurturers see that. And they're so happy for you. And they're happy that they could have also helped. And so they're right there with you. And now as they see you feeling better, they just can't help but smile. And now you're really starting to feel pretty good. And now you're having come through this, you're having gone through this suffering, having been soothed this way, and now starting to feel better. This is all kind of a little bit of a journey that you've been through with the perfect nurturers. And this imprints deeply a sense of shared experience and belonging. And now feel into that. Feel into how you've really been through something together with them now. That's right. Really feel into that. And now keep going. Okay, good. And now bring up, this might seem a little bit weird, but this is quite a powerful exercise. Bring up some source of shame, something that you feel ashamed of about yourself. Maybe something you did that was bad or some quality that you possess that in your opinion is bad. And to be clear, we're not going to be sharing this. You're not going to be typing this into the chat. You're going to keep this private. So bring up the thing that you feel shame about. And then give voice to it. If you're comfortable, you can say it out loud or you can say it quietly. And then as you're bringing it up, recognize how there might be a part of you that expects rejection. Notice that as you give voice to whatever it is that you feel shame about. You might even say out loud, oh, I expect to be rejected for this. Okay. And so there the perfect nurturers are. And now notice right now, very, very clearly, how they do not reject you whatsoever. They actually disconfirm your expectation of rejection. Now see that clearly. See how it's completely clear. They love you just the same. Now really open up to that. See that. And now maybe you behaved in a way that wasn't great. And, you know, they can acknowledge that. They don't necessarily think you're perfect. But what you know is they would never, ever reject you. And I want you to see that one more time. That no matter what it is that you admitted to, that they love you just the same. Now see that clearly. And actually what they tune into is that there's actually just suffering around this. You just, like, you're suffering around this. And they see that. And now they lean in, tilt the head. And now they say this. How can we help? And now see the sincerity of the question. See how that is all that they want. And now see how attentive they are. And now go ahead and give voice to whatever is most unfinished, unsettled, so most kind of upsetting about this source of shame. But also feel free to be expressive. Feel free to kind of like move the arms. Like say it out loud. Keep giving voice. That's right. Give voice to whatever is most unsettled about this, unfinished. And as you speak, see how they are totally attuned to you and how they also physically soothe you in just the right way. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Yeah, they really get it. And again, give voice to whatever is still unfinished about this. Now they really get it. They attune to you and they physically soothe you around this upset. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear. That's right. Really feel into that. And now, one last time, give voice to whatever is most unfinished about this. Feel free to express yourself. That's right. Keep going. Keep going. Okay. And now, once again, they tell you the thing that you really need to hear. And they say it in a way that it really penetrates deep into your being. Go ahead and hear what they have to say to you. Keep going with that. And have them tell it to you one more time so that you can really take it in. That's right. Really take that in. Now make a deep impression of this. Okay. And now, gently turn the mind towards your real adult life going forward. But let these experiences with the perfect nurturers color and influence the way that you view life, your expectations of life. And now first bring up interpersonal relationships. See how you expect to be able to attune with others and that others will be able to attune to you. Go ahead and see that clearly. This is in your real adult life. You're so socially fluent, so with it, so attuned. And now also, there is this clear feeling of delight that you feel towards others and that others feel towards you. Connecting with others is a source of happiness for you, and connecting with you is a source of happiness for others. See this in the scene. And now make a deep impression of this. Really feel this. Also see how these others in your life, other people, really pay attention to you. That you have the reasonable impacts on them that you expect to have. Like you say something like, oh yeah, sure. They nod their heads. If you ask for something, they kind of comply in a reasonable way. You can really feel that there is contact. Now feel into that. See that. And now feel how these experiences inform you as to your sense of a social self. So actually feel your sense of a social self. You will feel this inside the body. And now you notice that good feelings arise as you feel into this. You can naturally hold your head up high. Good. And now turn your mind towards your explorations, towards the things in your life that you find interesting, that you find meaningful to do. So go ahead and bring up one of those activities and see how you really do know what it is that you want in life and that you're able to go after it. So now see that clearly. And now see how also you can have an impact. You can have the desired impact on the world. See that in the scene. And now make a deep impression of this. Okay, good. Good. Now I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.